In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. So as we heard today, the Gospel's reading was about the Samaritan woman. But the true theme of the day actually is our Lord Jesus Christ is the giver of the living water. He is the living water. So the church wanted to present us the Samaritan woman, and she wants us to see how when God gave her the gift of the Holy Spirit, the living water, her life totally, completely changed. But as Abuna said last week, the global theme of the Holy 50 days, actually, is about our beloved Lord, about our heavenly bridegroom. That's the global theme of the Holy 50 days. So on the first Sunday, the church confirmed the resurrection of the Lord. She confirmed that he has trampled death by death, and he has delivered the church from the bondage to sin. The second Sunday was presenting us the Jesus Christ, the Lord, being the bread of life. This Sunday, today, we see the Lord Christ is the living water and the giver of the Holy Spirit. Next Sunday, we would see Christ the Lord being the light of the world. The Sunday after, he is the way, the truth, and life. And after that, he is the conqueror of the world. And after that is the Pentecost feast. So we see that the whole theme is about our heavenly bridegroom. So the Holy Spirit that was referred to in the Samaritan woman gospel, actually, which is like the living water, in John 7, 38, 39, we know that the Lord has meant by the living water as the Holy Spirit. And he said, "He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke of the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive. For the Spirit was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified." So the living water is the Holy Spirit. Now, some facts about the reading of the gospel that we all know. The Samaritan woman was from Samaria. So when the kingdom of Israel was divided, northern kingdom and southern kingdom, the northern kingdom, which the capital was Samaria, was colonized by the Assyrians. And they sent the Jews to Assyria, and they intermarried with them, and they sent Assyrians to Samaria. So the Jews, as you see, hate Samaritans. Basically, like, you know, everybody keeps to his camp. You know, you keep to your camp, I keep to my camp, everybody is happy. They disliked each other. And the Jews thought of the Samaritan as impure. So that's why she was wondering how a Jew would call or would speak to a Samaritan. Next point, she went to the well at noon, at the sixth hour, and as you can see, nobody is going, like, you know, in this part of the world to draw water from a well at noon. It's very hot. You either go in the morning or you either go in the afternoon. But seemingly, like, you know, she was very ashamed of her past, and she wanted to avoid, like, gossiping by other people and humiliation. She had five husbands, and the man she's living with right now is not her husband. Third point, she thought of Christ first as being greater than Jacob. And then she thought of him as a prophet. But she ended up believing he is the Messiah, the Christ, the Savior of the world. Fourth point, her apostolic ministry actually started on the day she met the Lord. Right on that day, she started. So I wanted to maybe share with you some thoughts today about leaving her pot. We read in the gospel that she left her water pot, she went to the city, and she started to talk about the joy of the salvation she received from the Lord. So I think the Samaritan woman left her pot when she realized that the carnal pleasures she was pursuing all along cannot really fulfill the true happiness she was seeking. She realized that she cannot obtain this true happiness through the carnal pleasures. And then she decided to leave her pot. For the first time in her life, I guess, she met with a man. She thought he's no ordinary man. And she experienced for the first time the unconditional love and the forgiveness and the mercies of the Lord Christ. At the time, she decided to put her faith into that Lord, into the Savior of the world. And at that time, she decided to leave everything past. So she leaves her pot. She comes to faith into Christ. Christ fills her with the Holy Spirit, dwells in her, and then her whole life transforms, changed completely. So that's what we are looking at today. I wanted to maybe bring you some examples of people who have been filled with the Holy Spirit when they rose with the Lord, and their life changed completely. So let's look at St. Paul before the resurrection, before he meets the resurrected Lord. As you all know, he was an avid persecutor, fierce persecutor of the way and of the Christians. He would be going from one house to another or from one town to the other to arrest the Christians and throw them into prison. That was before he meets Christ the Lord. After the Lord met him, after the resurrected Lord met him on the way to Damascus, he rose with the Lord. He left his pot. He left the pot of the law that he was serving and the pot of the strict adherence to the letter of the law. He left that pot and he rose with Christ. We see that his life has totally changed. He has been filled with the Holy Spirit, the living water, and he took the name of Christ to the end of the earth. He preached in Spain, in Italy, in Asia Minor, and he was preaching the gospel, he was preaching the cross and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. His life has totally changed after he left his pot. So if we ask St. Paul, what about your past life? And he would tell us, like, what life? For me, to live is Christ. We see that in Philippians 1:21. Life to him becomes living for Christ. In fact, the resurrection that he has experienced, he has talked about it in today's reading in Colossians 3:1. So the first verse, it says, if then you have been raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting on the right hand of God. So that's what happened when we decide to leave our pots. We start to think about the things heavenly, we leave the earthly, and then our life would change because Christ would send his Holy Spirit, fill our heart, dwells in us, makes his temples in us, and then we are thinking differently. We're looking to things differently. We're becoming a new creation. Another example. Remember the disciples. Before the resurrection, were they not locking themselves up in the upper room? Were they not terrified and trembling of fear? They were trembling that they will end up being crucified or killed. The same fate as their master. That was before the resurrection. But what happened when they met the resurrected Lord? The gospel says they were overjoyed to see the Lord. Overjoyed. So that joy gave way to happiness. They left their pot, the pot of fear, and they went preaching the word of the Lord, his crucifixion and his death to the end of the earth. They are the same disciples, the very same disciples that were preaching in the temple and in the synagogue before the Pharisees and before the chief priests, right? Where did fear go? The Holy Spirit, the living water, changed their being into a new creation. They left their pot, the pot of fear. And even, like, you know, I wanted to think of St. Mark, our beloved St. Mark, the evangelist and the apostle. Wasn't he the same man who escaped before the resurrection of the Lord when the soldiers came to arrest the Lord in Gethsemane? Yes, he was. What happened after he met the resurrected Lord? He went preaching the resurrection in the city where most philosophers and scientists, the beacon of light at the time, in the city of Alexandria. He was preaching the resurrection of the Lord in that city. Where did fear go? Where did doubt go? He has totally changed, completely, a new creation, left his spot. So as you see, those are examples, and I can go on and on about so many examples of people who left their pot at a certain moment of their lives when they met the resurrected Lord. And their whole life completely changed because the Lord has dwelt in them and filled their heart with the Holy Spirit. So I want to think of ourselves. How about ourselves? I think we too, we ought to leave our pots. And the pots that we need to leave are so many. We are still hanging on to so many pots. We're still hanging to pots of fear sometimes, pots of doubt, pots of hatred, pots of selfishness. If you want to read about these pots, we go to Colossians 3:5, reading of today. So St. Paul was telling us, consider the members of your earthly body as dead to sexual immorality, to impurity, to passion, to evil desire, and greed, which is idolatry. And in verse 3:8, so chapter 3, verse 8, put them all aside. What do I put aside? I put aside anger, wrath, malice, slander, abusive speech. All of these are pots that sometimes we're still hanging on. We ought to leave these pots aside. We rise with Christ. So that Christ would dwell in us and fills our heart with the Holy Spirit. So we become totally a different creation, a new creation. If you really believe in the resurrection, if you really believed in the resurrected Lord, we ought to leave these pots. Some people left the pots of carnal pleasures. Some other people left the pots of richness, wealth, power, fame. St. Paul himself said in Philippians chapter 3, verse 8, I count all things as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ. So what about your status as a Pharisee, as a teacher of the law? Lost. What about your social standing? Lost. But he didn't count them as loss. He counted them as rubbish for the sake of knowing Christ the Lord. He embraced the truth and the grace and the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then he became a new creation. So, I'll go back to ourselves a second time. We ought to stop digging to ourselves cisterns that hold no water. Look at Jeremiah chapter 2 and verse 13. It says, for my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed for themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that hold no water. That's what we're doing. We dig to ourselves cisterns that hold no water. It never worked for people in the past. It will never work for us. Our comfort and our being would be only in our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. One of the saying of Saint Augustine, he said, "You created us to yourself, and our souls will remain restless until we have comfort in you." So obviously, we can have temporary comfort in the third things of the world. They are temporal, and it gives us temporal comfort. But over joy and happiness and peace and love and comfort, eternal comfort, we will find only in the person of our Lord Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord. So that's the thoughts I wanted to share with you today. We leave our pot, we rise with Christ, He dwells in us, He fills us with His Holy Spirit, and then we become a new creation. He created us anew. You will do the things that you have never dreamt of doing. And you will be interested in other things that you wasn't interested for in the past before you meet the resurrected Lord. That's the key. Leave the pot. And I'll end up by one saying of Saint Athanasius. And he said, he was talking about the resurrection. He said, "The Savior is working mightily among men. Every day, He is invisibly persuading members of people all over the world." Persuading them of what? Persuading them to accept His faith and be obedient to His teaching. Can anyone in face of this still doubt that Christ the Lord has risen and lives? Or rather, that He is Himself the life? The Lord is invisibly changing people. That's it. The most important or an ultimate proof that He is still living. He continues. He said, "Does a dead man prick the consciences of men so that they throw all the traditions of their fathers to the winds and bow down before the teaching of Christ?" That can't be but the filling of the Holy Spirit. That can't be but the changing nature that the Lord has given us when we accept His teaching and when we meet the resurrected Lord. Then, and only then, we can say with the Samaritan woman, "Come and see Christ, the Savior of the world." And we can say with the disciple, "We have seen the Lord." Glory be to God forever. Amen. Yeah.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Holy Spirit, who created heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father, every follower, ages, light of light, true God,
begotten, not
created, of one Jesus the Father, among whom all things were made, who for us men, for our salvation, came down from heaven, who was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. He is crucified, crossed upon the cross, suffered in spirit, and the third day he rose from death, according to the scriptures, ascended to heaven, and is fallen, and he is come again, his glory to judge the dead, and his kingdom shall not end. Yes, we believe the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the Light Giver, who proceeds in the Father, with the Father, the Son, and worship, glorified, who spoke about our prophet. In one holy Catholic Apostolic Church, we confess and baptize the permission of sins.
We look for the resurrection.